This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The 2015 legislative session convenes today with just 60 days to solve a $1.6 billion budget deficit. Has it ever been this bad?
We've gone through this a couple of other times, the Arab oil embargo in the early 80s, and then also in the middle 90s when Rummer was governor. We had those two crises, and they were actually worse than this one.
House Clerk Butch Speer puts the problem in perspective.
Certainly in the middle 90s, we were over $1 billion short. We're $1.5 billion now, but the budget is 6-8 times as large now.
Still, this is a bad situation, and legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht says lawmakers' moods reflect that.
This one I seem to be a little more worried about because the size is so big.
There's not enough revenue, and only one way to raise it dependably, raise taxes. Counsel for a Better Louisiana President Barry Irwin says that's a bitter pill for legislators to swallow.
I think we have finally reached a tipping point where their hands are so tied and the problem is so big, the solutions are so few, that they really have no other choice.
Any tax increase is going to have to get around Governor Jindal's no tax increase pledge. There's another complication for lawmakers. It's an election year.
They know that if they do raise a tax, no matter what it is, it's going to be something they have to overcome when they run for re-election.
There is one possible scenario that could avoid voter backlash and a Jindal veto over higher taxes. Suspend all tax credits for a year, leaving it for the next governor and legislature to solve. Robert Adley's Senate Bill 90 is that escape hatch. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.